they're gonna erupt. They're gonna bust loose. Yeah, they're gonna do it. They're gonna bust loose.
They're a powder keg juggernaut.
Okay. Average Joe conversation with average guys, Tyler and Wes with Walk the Plank.
Welcome everybody back to Walk the Plank Sports. The
draft edition, right?
Draft edition, it's the sweat edition. Man, I'm sweating so bad. We had to find, I think I've got maybe 40 or 50 trees in the yard, and we just found the right one, actually in the front yard. But draft's coming up. A lot of trades have happened.
Yeah, I think there will be a lot more, too.
Yeah, a whole lot more, man. The Tunsil thing actually set it off, and once that happened, the domino effect happened. And
let's just get started, too, from what I understand, and read and researched and talk. The first 10 picks could really get sloppy with all the trades and everything. I think the draft's going to be interesting this year.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. For the longest time, everybody thought Tunsil was going to go number one. That's obviously not the case now, because we're just going to go over it, right into it. We're going to go real quick through this, three segments. So, Tyler, what have you got as the first pick?
Yeah, after doing reading all weekend, and actually in the last week, and just kind of talking to people that I know would know what they're talking about, that follows the NFL a lot more than I do, or a lot deeper than I do. The LA Rams, of course, traded up for the number one pick, gave away all those picks to get the number one pick. You don't give away all those picks for just any player. You're going after quarterback. And I think Wes will agree with this, number one pick to the Rams, Jared Goff. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, he's the most solid out of the whole bunch. Not so much the most top end, but the most solid. We'll get to that later.
Most NFL ready.
Most NFL ready right now is Goff.
All right, number two, again, Philadelphia traded up with a lot of picks, and I don't agree. I don't know if I agree with it or not with the Philadelphia trading up. They've got a quarterback, but again, you don't trade up with all those picks to get any kind of player. So of course they're going up for quarterback, and I got Carson Wentz.
I'm halfway agreeing with it. I think that in that slot they'll go after either Carson or Jalen Ramsey.
Well, I think Carson's going to be the pick.
Oh yeah, Carson is the most obvious pick.
He's going to be a Ryan Leaf. He's going to be a flop in my opinion. Number three, San Diego Chargers. This is where it could get interesting. San Diego could trade out of the number three pick to Baltimore. Do you agree with that? Are you hearing the same thing?
Actually, I know Baltimore Ravens want that pick at three so they can get their guy, which is King Tunsil.
Yeah, I think either San Diego gets Tunsil or Baltimore.
One of those two.
We both agree that Laramie Tunsil's going number three. Number four, this is where Wes and I think we disagree. Number four, Dallas Cowboys. They need a cornerback, quarterback, running back, defensive tackle. With their defense, the number one need is a cornerback, so I can easily see them taking Jalen Ramsey. But I think you disagree with that, don't you?
Yeah. My pick, Dallas Cowboys. Are you Cowboy fans ready? You got him. Ezekiel Elliott. Sorry, Derrick Henry, but Ezekiel Elliott is the most complete. He can catch, unlike Derrick Henry, he can catch the ball out of the outfield, and his first 1-2 steps.
Well, man, he's just a better back.
He's a better athlete. I've got Ezekiel Elliott going to the Cowboys because they need a running back bad.
Man, that wouldn't shock me. I think they'd take Jalen Ramsey because their number one need is cornerback.
Right.
But anyway, on to number five, Jacksonville Jaguars. And I think this could also be a trade pick. I'm not sure with who, but I can see somebody trying to trade up, get a quarterback, or just get a player they think they're scared to get. Kind of a desperation move, but Jacksonville's needs are cornerback, center, outside linebacker, and a guard. This is one of the picks I was kind of having troubles with, because Miles Jack is who I've got down, but he's got knee problems, and it could be really severe knee problems. So this number five, I'm not real confident in, but I've got Miles Jack, the outside linebacker from UCLA. You agree with that, or?
Reggie Ragland. I don't know. That's tough with the Jacksonville Jaguars because basically they need a team.
Yeah.
They need a team, man. So anything, you could say Bosa, defensive end.
Yeah.
Anything could go right there.
And I think actually Hargreaves would be a better pick for them, but I think he falls back because that failed drug test, just to be honest with you. Number six, Baltimore Ravens. Here, again, is what we discussed in the number three pick. We we both agree we see them trading up to get Laremy Tunsil. But if for whatever reason they don't and Tunsil's drafted at number three, their needs are offensive line, hence why we both think the trade up, a cornerback, outside linebacker, or wide receiver. And this is where you just said your boy. I think
Bosa.
The Ravens draft defensive end.
If they draft. But if they
don't get Tunsil.
More than likely, y'all, if it was Vegas, there's very good odds the Ravens are gonna trade up for Tunsil. If they don't, which is completely insane because they need a blindside tackle. If they don't, they're gonna get Tunsil. But if they just drop the ball, but the Ravens have been pretty good about getting their guy, they're gonna get Bosa. It's either Bosa or Tunsil. And my bank says they're gonna trade for Tunsil.
Yeah. San Francisco, that could be another trade. Again, out of scared that they're gonna get the player, somebody else is gonna get the player they want. If they don't trade, they're at number seven. That they need quarterback, inside linebacker, offensive tackle, offensive guard, and wide receiver. Since I believe, or we both believe that King Tunsil will be gone, I believe that would take the number two tackle and Ronnie Stanley from Notre Dame.
That's safe.
You agree with that?
Yeah, he's solid. He's solid. He did obviously he didn't have anywhere near the numbers of Tunsil. But you know what? Let's just say it. Nobody did.
No.
So what we're gonna have to do is assess the second best, sort of like when Tiger Woods was at his best in golf. Everybody just didn't even judge.
It was Tiger and the rest.
Yeah, it was Tiger and the rest, and that's what's going on with Tunsil. Okay, who you got next? The Browns.
The Cleveland Browns. Man. They need a quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back, inside linebacker, offensive line, a lot more fans. Like Wes said, they pretty much just need a new team.
So anybody could go. So who have you got? Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott.
I do got Ezekiel Elliott just because they need a playmaker. So, I mean, they had Johnny Manziel to draw fans in and, you know, have kind of an advantage as a playmaker. He didn't work out, and, you know, he just got indicted, which we re-reported on. I actually think we broke the story on that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I got Ezekiel Elliott. I don't think Wes agrees, but that's the playmaker they need, and I think they could ride him pretty hard.
Ezekiel Elliott would be perfect for Cleveland because he's an Ohio guy. He went to Ohio State. But the head coach at Cleveland doesn't care about that. I personally agree. If Ezekiel is there at number eight, he's gone. But I see him going to the Cowboys.
He might.
Bucks. Bucks on the clock. Bay.
Here's another one for me that I found interesting. And like I said, after reading and doing my studies the last week or so, a couple of days to a week, they need a cornerback, offensive tackle, safety, and defensive end. I think the Bucs will take a gamble, and even though Vernon Hargreaves III from Florida failed a drug test at the combine, I think they will roll the dice on him and take him as a number nine pick
because they Florida
really
boy
need
too.
Quarterback. Yeah, they really need cornerbacks, and here is the one I was maybe the second most shocked about after doing everything and talking to people: the New York Giants. They need a wide receiver, they need offensive lineman, running back, and safeties.
They need a defensive line too.
Well, yeah, but I think they
an end because yeah. What are they doing with Pierre Paul?
They re-signed him.
Yeah, well, they steal. Yeah. You know, one-handed Pierre Paul. But go ahead.
And I think what I have here, and I think it's an awesome pick for them. Let's give the New York Giants three big wide receivers. I've got them taking Laquon Treadwell at number 10. I've talked to people, and I've heard from very good sources that have never led me wrong. That Laquon Treadwell has been talking to the New York Giants, and so has Coach Freeze. And Eli Manning's been in contact with Freeze and Laquon also the last 2 weeks. So it looks like a pretty good bet. New York is going to select Laquon Treadwell out of Ole Miss at number 10. Let's actually take a break. My throat's getting kind of dry. I've been sick the last couple days, and we'll come back with the next episode. Cool with that?
I am. Before we do, real quick though, you're sold on Laquon with the Giants?
As of yesterday, it was
as of yesterday. Because here, and I wanted to touch on that very quickly because we got a minute before we have to go. Laquon is what they say is a possession receiver, but I have to say this about Laquon is what a lot of people are not getting on. His first two or three yards burst is faster than anybody in the draft. Yeah. Anybody in the draft.
Well, see, a lot of people would say his speed. you knew what speed you're getting with Laquon Treadwell. I mean, you've got 3 years of
You also pay. Knew he was a big body who can block is what the pros want.
Yes. I mean, you knew what you were getting with Laquon Treadwell. His 40 time was not – I don't think it helped him, but I don't think it hurt him either because you knew – you saw the tape. You knew he wasn't an absolute burner, but you saw what kind of receiver he was with his hands and the route running and his physical ability, like Wes was talking about, and blocking and
That's
all
what
that.
The Giants do.
Yeah.
They have they and they only have one burner on the team, and everybody focuses on, you know, Odell.
Yeah.
But if they've got to focus on this big guy on the end, it makes sense. So we're going to take a break. Laquon Treadwell at 10, I'll stick with that, and we'll catch you back soon.
Peace.
Walk the plank.
All right, we're back. We're back for our middle segment of Walk the Plank Sports. Clouds have taken away the sun, and man, it feels so much better. I had to go get some more fluids, and so did Tyler. We were talking about the draft, and we pretty much agreed on everything, and we normally do anyway. But the trades, and this is what's wild about it, is that everything we said can change with one trade.
Yeah, and I think actually
trade, and that's the Ravens.
what we have here is very
loosely.
Very loosely, because I do think there's going to be several trades within the first round. I think there's going to be more trades in the first 10 picks overall than the rest of the first round, but that's just what I've, you know, understood and kind of read and followed up on from talking to people and doing my own research. But anyway, let's get right back into it. Chicago Bears.
Number 11.
At number 11, they need a pass rusher, offensive line, cornerback, and defensive line. They need defensive backfield bad. I think they take from Georgia, you Georgia fans will like this at number 11, Leonard Floyd, the outside linebacker that stood from Georgia.
He's solid. He's solid.
The Bears still need defensive backfield.
He's solid, and he's got the mind for that Bears type defense.
Ooh, it's gonna be cold up there though. He's gonna have to get used to that cold weather, being that Southern boy. Here's one that's dear to my heart, and I think Wes's too. The New Orleans Saints at number 12. They need defensive line, outside linebacker, cornerback, offensive guard. They need defensive help bad. They were one of, if not the worst defenses in the league last year.
Man, in a perfect world, I would want them to take Chris Jones and Kamdichi and Bosa. But we can't do that.
No, so, you couldn't. But how about Kevin Dodd? You defensive end, Kevin Dodd, do you agree with that?
You're going to have to. Bosa's already off the clock.
That's a pass rusher right there. So I mean,
yeah, you're going to have to because Bosa's already off the clock. So. Unless the Saints do a funky trade,
and which they could do,
which they can trade down to get
more picks,
then you could possibly see them snatching up a Chris Jones or Big Rob or something like that. But right now, that is the most solid pick as a defensive end.
All right, number 13, Miami. You know they traded with Philadelphia. Move back to 13. They need a cornerback, offensive tackle, offensive guard, defensive end. They need cornerbacks. Really, really bad. I think they're just as bad as the Saints in defensive backfield, if I remember correctly, last year.
They're worse.
They could be worse. Or I got them going with Eli Apple. You agree with that, or cornerback?
Not really, but as far as his physical prowess, yes. He's good for Miami. So I don't want to touch on that anymore because Miami's an if. You never know what they're going to do.
No.
You don't. Miami's one of those teams. You don't. They're like the Raiders, which is our next pick. They'll pick anybody, and just cut to the chase on the Raiders.
Let's go to the Raiders. You know my pick. Let's not say it right now.
It's not your pick. It's the most obvious pick, which is out there.
So you agree with it?
Yeah, I do agree with it.
Okay. Oakland Raiders. They need an offensive tackle, cornerback, inside linebacker, safety, and running back.
Before you say the name, I'm going to go ahead with it. I want to give a hint.
I think it's a shocker of a pick myself.
Okay, the Raiders pride themselves on crazy antics. They want to scare people. Their fans have the spikes on them. They like big and posing. Remember when they got Warren Sapp and Warren Sapp would slap people around?
Didn't Warren Sapp have a little Chucky doll?
He did. They like that craziness. So it would make sense that Big Rob, Robert Kamdichi, at number 14 for the Oakland Raiders.
And again, I've talked to several people. And,
which is a PR nightmare, by the way. Imagine containing Robert in Oakland. Ooh. Who's going to be babysitting him?
Can he wear spikes during the game?
Who is going to be babysitting him?
But, I mean, it's good, though, because I've talked to several people on this. That I feel pretty good about this pick. He's been in contact with the Raiders for a while now. They've taken a liking to him. And
they've outright basically said if he's there, he's taking him. Yeah, the Raiders have said that.
A majority of the people Roberts interviewed with do believe him, you know, when he says he wants to become a great NFL player. They believe everything he says, you know, about doing the things he needs to do to become a great NFL player. And I didn't know this. So yesterday, Wes knew. I did not know this. And I think a lot of people knew about the NFL team were scared about his brother. They're not talking about Denzel. They're talking about his middle brother.
Middle brother.
But being out west, away from all of them, could actually help him a lot.
Well, let's sum it up. Tyler and I live out here on the reservoir, and Robert's dad and Denzel actually live
10 minutes down the road.
Right down the road. And they're not going with Robert. I'm going to go ahead and let you know that's not happening right now, because there's other thing that's going on with Denzel which solidifies that aspect of it.
Yeah.
He's on lockdown at this point. I'll just leave it at that and zip my mouth. So walk the plank on that one. Robert's going to 14 at Oakland. It's not going to be a shocker. We said it, so go ahead.
All right, number 15, Tennessee Titans was traded down.
Oh, my God.
I think
they blew the whole thing with this deal. They should have gotten Tunsil right off the bat.
Oh, I agree. I mean,
a bonehead Ryan Leaf type deal.
You've got your quarterback of the future. You agree?
Who's going to block him?
Exactly. Nobody's going to block him.
Who's going to block Mariota?
But with all those picks, you could see them trade back up to try to get Tunsil.
They're not going to do that. The Ravens are going to snatch him up so quick.
I'm just saying.
You know the Baltimore Ravens are just going to say, go on. Get out of here, Titans. We got King Tunsil.
Yeah, but I'm saying you might not get Tunsil, but they can, you know, get Robert Stanley from Notre Dame. They can trade back up to
number eight. That would be the second. Go ahead.
You could see Tennessee trade back up. So, like I said, what we have here is what we are projecting.
All it takes is one trade to screw it all up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, what
anyway,
do we got?
They need offensive lineman, which we just talked about, a cornerback, a safety, and defensive end. If they don't trade up, like we've already discussed, they need offensive lineman real bad.
They're going with Jack.
Yeah, I think they'd take offensive lineman Jack Conklin.
Yeah, that's the most obvious. Now, the Detroit Lions, and before you go on your pick, this is initially where I had Megaquan going to replace Megatron.
Yeah. Which,
but that's initially what you and I both were thinking that for the longest time.
Yeah.
Until recent
developments
with the Giants. And, you know, and I hate to reverse it, but the Giants want Laquan. That sounds like an Eli Manning deal right there.
And it could
be. That sounds like him mouthing up, you know, I want this cat. But anyway.
Well, I know Eli's been in contact with Laquan.
Of course he has. Yeah, yeah.
Let's go Detroit Lions, 16. They need an offensive tackle.
You need a wide receiver.
Cornerback, inside linebacker, defense line, wide receiver. I don't think they're going to take a wide receiver to replace Megatron. I get this confused still in the first round. But they do need help in the defensive line. I think.
And who's the second or third best defensive end in the country?
Shaq Lawson.
So it would make sense that Shaq goes here.
Yeah.
And they've got AstroTurf on the dome, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
he's got a ton of tight speed, so.
Yeah, Shaq's real deal. 17, let's go Atlanta Falcons. They need a pass rusher, safety.
This is obvious.
Inside linebacker, offensive linebacker.
This is obvious. Right?
Sorry, inside linebacker and offensive guard. The Falcons secondary needs a ton of help.
Yeah, but they're not going with that. They're going to get them that linebacker that's sitting there from Alabama.
Defensive secondary. I mean, that's.
Yeah, they're going to go after.
Yeah, Reggie Ragland.
Reggie Ragland, you're gone, buddy. You're going in the top 20. Congrats.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Indy.
He is a monster, too.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. Indianapolis, they need offensive lineman, outside linebacker, cornerback, and free safety. This draft is so filled with offensive linemen. It's not even funny. This is why we think.
But their second par to
exactly.
King Tunsil.
So, again, you can see Indy trading up to try to get a better offensive lineman. But if they don't, I see them taking offensive lineman Taylor Decker, which I think would actually be a pretty good fit for them.
Yeah, I see the Colts doing a lot more free agency market moves.
They could.
Because they're that type of team. They always sign people that you never heard of from, like, Holy Cross. They'll have an offensive lineman from Middle Tennessee State nobody's heard of. They're that type of team. But I agree with that. Buffalo Bills, what's on the clock?
They need a right tackle, defensive lineman, wide receiver, linebacker, and a kicker. You think the kicker going to go first round?
Nope. Last kicker was Sebastian Janikowski at number 20. Number 20, I think it was, to the Raiders. Yeah, he's the richest kicker. And he's still not in Ray Guy's league. Preps out to you, Hall of Fame.
Anyway, they need defense lined up bad, really bad. And this is where I think it could get dicey, but I don't think Wes agrees with me on this one, but I think it's defense lineman Chris Jones, Mississippi State University. That goes to 19.
I don't agree with it because Chris Jones is more of a New York Jet type guy. He's real. He's raw. He's the raw. Okay.
He's got a ton of
talent. And this is crazy. He's rawer than Kamdichi.
But still a ton of talent.
Dude, there's no doubt about it.
And a porn career. He could have a porn career, too. That can.
Yeah, Brazzers come calling him. Well, we have one more pick, and then we're gonna hit a break.
Break, yeah. Let's go New York Jets. Where he thought Chris Jones.
That's initially where I thought that Kamdichi or Chris Jones would go to.
Yeah, they need
a defensive lineman bad.
They need edge rusher. They need offensive lineman, a tight end, and a cornerback.
Wait! Before you say that, do you think that Chris Jones and Kamdichi will possibly be a defensive end in the pros? I think Kamdichi will.
I think Chris Jones will also.
Yeah, because they're more defensive end. That's their natural.
That's the natural position. I think they both have the speed. But New York Jets, they need an outside presence. You know, that can lock down and bend the ends in. That's why I had them going out outside linebacker Darren Lee. Then they got that speed outside linebacker that can bend the ends in. You know, create more pass rush or get to the edges to defend a little bubble screen or outside.
A lot of
rush.
Defense going in the first round.
A lot of offensive linemen, too. But anyway, you agree with that?
I agree. So
let's take a break real quick.
Exactly.
And, I'm going to water down my throat. And I think, Wes, you good on your
Yeah, I'm good on everything. All right. I'll holler at you in a couple of seconds.
Peace.
Walk the plank.
All right. We're on our last leg of Walk the Plank Sports. It's been what I would say a very productive show because we've touched on the reality of what – looking at it from a standpoint, if you can – you can read every different draft analogy you want, but we gave you the most insightful pick on it because we've compiled everybody and even the opinions of the football team. Like, basically, I'm going to go ahead and say it. The one solid we know right now from what we're hearing is the Oakland Raiders. If Robert is there, they're taken. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. So you could pretty much bank, what was that, the 14th pick?
14th, Oakland Raiders. But let's go to number 21, Washington Redskins. We don't have that much time left. My voice, I feel like it's about to give out. And I'm sorry if it sounds shaky.
It sounds fine.
Anyway, they need a center, defensive lineman, wide receiver, and cornerback. And this pick, I think, is the money pick for Washington because I think they're getting a really good player for a lower pick. And I think this player could have gone higher in the draft but just didn't. But it's a center from Alabama, Ron Kelly. I think the world of him. I think he was the best center by far in the nation last year. You agree with that? Or?
I do, but I also watched him got abused by Robert Kamdichi.
Yeah, that shows how great Robert can be when he wants to.
I'm not on the Robert bus. I'm just saying I agree with you. He is the best center in America.
Yeah.
And that's a strong pick for the Redskins.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Next pick.
Number 22. I think you'll agree with this. Houston Texans, they need a defensive end, wide receiver, offensive lineman. Seems like everybody needs an offensive lineman. Good Lord.
Texans need a wide receiver.
And tight end. I think they take the number two wide receiver behind Laquon Treadwell.
Who some people say is the number one.
Yeah. From Baylor, wide receiver Corey Coleman.
Yep. If Corey's there, he's gone to the Texans.
All right, number 23, Minnesota Vikings. They need a wide receiver, offensive tackle, offensive guard, and a punter. They need a go-to wide receiver for Bridgewater. They really do.
So we've got three wide receivers leaving.
Yeah.
Wow. Who have you got going this one?
Josh Doctson.
Woo!
You agree with that?
I agree with it because he's the third best in the draft.
Yeah. So people have number two?
Yeah. I mean, they do.
24, Cincinnati Bengals. They need a wide receiver, a nose tackle, a linebacker, and a center. It was hard for me to do the Bengals because they really didn't have one blaring need.
They could go either way. They could go tackle or receiver.
I mean, they fell a lot through free agency this past couple months.
And this is a playoff team, so and the thing about it is that their pick is actually very crucial.
But I think they need. I think they'll try getting a playmaker at wide receiver, which is Will Fuller. So that's what four.
I'll go with that. That's a mercy pick. We'll just go ahead and go with that because you don't know with the Bengals.
No, they really have a like I said, need. It's blaring need that you can.
I will say this about the Bengals, they develop their talent.
Yeah,
they develop it.
Yeah, I actually look for them to be better this year than they were last year.
Yeah, that Dalton is
Anyway. 25, Pittsburgh Steelers. They need a cornerback, a safety, offensive guard, and outside linebacker. They struggled to stop the pass the last year. I think it's time for new blood in the backfield, defensive backfield. I think they need a cornerback. And also Artie Burns.
That is smart. These last picks that we're doing from 25 out, all the top picks at defensive tackles like your Chris Jones and your Kamdiches, if they're not gone, they'll select them right then.
Yeah.
So Chris Jones and Robert will be gone in these last bottom picks.
Especially if they're not gone by 26.
Seattle,
I think they'll grab one of them. Which kind of gets away my pick, because the loss of Brandon Mabane hurts the inside of that line.
It killed him.
Real bad. So I think they go defensive lineman Sheldon Rankins.
This is where all the defensive linemen come off the board.
Yeah. And you don't like this one, I think, because I was actually didn't think he'd go this high in the draft, but after researching and talking to people and watching all these shows on ESPN, just kind of form my own opinion and being educated
about
it.
The Packers?
Yeah, to the 27, the Packers. And an inside linebacker, outside linebacker, offensive tackle, and tight end. They're looking for a playmaker tight end. And who's the best playmaker tight end that's draft eligible?
I don't even want to mention his name.
Mr. 4th and 25 himself?
Well, he solidified him as a first-round tight end.
Yeah.
Up until last year, before that play and before what he did, it was O.J. out of Bama and Evan Engram out of Ole Miss, and this cat put him into the whole spectrum of the first round. Solid pick with 24. I'm glad he's gone.
Hunter Henry.
There you go. I'm glad he's gone.
I'm not even going to get into that. All right, number 28, Kansas City Chiefs. I need a outside linebacker, quarterback, wide receiver, and defensive lineman.
They need another lineman. Defensive linemen.
Yeah. I think they're going defensive backfield. They need help. Not really help. They need depth in the defensive backfield.
Well, they run a nickel, so every defensive back they get could help. Yeah. They run a nickel defense.
I think they select cornerback William Jackson III.
That's solid. Yeah, I can go with that. I can agree with that. What have we got next with this Cardinals team?
Arizona Cardinals need a safety, outside linebacker, cornerback, and tight end. They need a playmaker on defense. Even though they're star-studded anyways, but I think they go with another cornerback in McKenzie Alexander. I think McKenzie's a playmaker himself, and that's only going to help.
McKenzie doesn't have the lockdown, so it'll be interesting. It's a good pick, but because – I mean, when all of the other cornerbacks have gone, I mean, obviously they'd like a VH, but
all right.
That's solid.
Carolina Panthers need offensive tackle, defensive end, defensive back, and running back. All right, if I can't be used to Wes, you got the pick for the Carolina Panthers after watching the Super Bowl.
And any player on the draft I want?
Just position, not player, just position. What position are you drafting?
I'm positioning a blindside tackle.
There you go, Jason Spriggs.
That's what I'm doing. I'm sorry, Michael. I love you to death. You're my boy, but Miss Tui, I'm sorry. I love you too. But the thing is that Michael is past your time now.
Michael's a run.
No, I know, but he didn't fit. The problem is that Michael, and it's no knock on you, man. The thing is that Denver runs that stunt defense. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Mike Moore, good offensive lineman. I think he's past his prime, and I think he's in the wrong offense for what he does best, and that's run blocking. He needs to go to a running team.
Take this down. Last pick.
Wes.
This is the most interesting pick of the entire NFL draft.
The Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning is gone.
Your backup's gone.
Their backup's gone, And, oh, man, I agree with this pick, and I couldn't agree with it anymore because I think this guy has the biggest ceiling of any quarterback we've seen in the past 5 years.
And you know who his mentor is, Mr. John Elway himself.
I'm telling you right now, you heard it from me, Denver Broncos, you're getting Paxton Lynch
from Memphis.
And he, this guy, is every bit of 6'4", 6'5". He looks over his offense and his defense.
He's smart.
He's very smart. Go do some research on this guy.
And he's got one heck of an arm.
I had no clue how smart this guy was academically in college.
Yeah.
He is brilliant. He actually learns the defensive schemes as they're coming up. That's why he smoked so many teams single-handedly. He could read the defense.
You know what's scary is, you think Muschamp would have had a job if he actually would have offered Paxton Lynch? Because his offense coordinator warned him.
Man, I feel like a complete buffoon for dogging Paxton Lynch at the beginning of the year. Now I'm looking at him. I'm sorry, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz. In 4 years, you're not going to be a Paxton Lynch.
I agree.
Paxton Lynch is going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback within easily four. Well, now he's going to be the starter eventually for the.
I mean, who else do they have?
I don't know. Paxton, you're a Bronco, and you're going to be getting phone calls from Peyton Manning on a daily.
Yeah.
Is that so bad?
No, I'd love that.
Is that so bad? He just has the keys
and
John to.
LA and
he just you just got. Paxton
here's
Lynch.
A Lamborghini. Just don't wreck it.
Yeah, I mean, you just gave him the best team in the country. Paxton, my hat's off to you, brother. You went from 4th-and-25 Ole Miss win to a Memphis stud team. By the way, Memphis, Tennessee, I feel sorry for your head coach is gone.
Quarterback's gone.
Woo, Paxton. But it's been a great episode. And now we're just going to have to come back. We might even film the day of the draft. I don't know.
That's in the works. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We would like it to. But if it doesn't, we are working on it, though. We have fun doing this, and I hope you have fun watching. But anyway, I think that's about it for the day. My voice is about going out.
That's it. We're gonna go and discuss what we just did, and we'll see you soon. Walk the plank, guys.
Peace.